Country Pop FM. The bell is rung. That means it is time for today's almanac. Again, people up at the Medina, you know, we're there to enjoy the Bellamy Brothers, but they just can't stop talking about the almanac. Almanac. I tried to turn the attention back onto Howard and David, but all they wanted to talk about was the almanac.
And there's somebody listening in Israel to us today on the almanac.
Unbelievable.
Joel, glad to have you. He's vacationing in Israel. Good morning. I'm in Israel, but listening to Bob FM.
Going global.
God love him.
Bob has made it to the Wailing Wall.
Bob Country or Bob World?
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Might be Bob World.
All right. Monday, March 20th. With no more patting ourselves on the back, please.
Okay.
Monday, March 27th, 86th day of the year, 279 days remaining this year. 1860, the corkscrew was patented by M.L. Boone. M.L. Boone. Patented the corkscrew. How handy are you with the corkscrew? I'm not very good at it. That's why I drink beer. Just the twist top or the pop off.
There's an art to it.
There is an art to it. And even though it was patented in the 1860, it had been used for years and years and years prior to this. Somebody just finally got around to patenting the thing. That was 1860. 1912. When you think of Washington in the spring, what do you think? You think of congressmen and women running around insulting each other?
I don't know. Yeah.
How about cherry blossoms? You think of those in the spring?
Yes, for sure.
That's what you think. The first cherry blossom trees were planted in Washington, D.C. on this date, 1912.
Nice
they
work.
Were a gift from Japan.
Oh.
And I don't know if it had something to do with... that's something you can fact check here, Brittany. Did it have something to do with George Washington, the whole cherry tree thing?
I can look it up.
Cherry blossoms, cherry trees. Is there a connection there? I always kind of thought there was.
There's a cherry blossom festival in D.C.
Well, that's
huge. It's a big deal.
Let's go. 1917... We talked about the Stanley Cup last week. This was the date, 1917, that the Seattle Metropolitans of the Pacific Coast League of Canada defeated the Montreal Canadiens, becoming the first U.S. hockey team to win the Stanley Cup. This was still pre-NHL. NHL didn't come into existence until the fall of 1917 because they're celebrating their 100th anniversary.
That's
as you know, their
That's
logos
right.
and
yep.
promos everywhere. But this was Seattle. So if there's ever a trivia question... What U.S. team won the first Stanley Cup, was the first U.S. team to win the Stanley Cup? It's Seattle.
The Metropolitan.
You just don't think of Seattle. Yeah. 1917. 1973, Marlon Brando was about to win an Oscar for his portrayal of, Don
Patriot.
Corleone?
Yeah, Don Corleone, yeah.
From Godfather.
The patriarch of the Godfather family.
He was there to win it. He was going to win the Oscar, but actually he wasn't there.
Hello. My name is Sasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache, and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee. I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening, and he has asked me to tell you in a very long speech, which I cannot share with you presently because of time, but I will be glad to share with the press afterwards, that he very regretfully cannot accept this very generous award.
It was shocking, 1973, Marlon Brando refusing the Oscar. It was a gesture of support for the Indians occupying Wounded Knee and also for the treatment of Native Americans by the film and television industry.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back, I mean, Ed Ames played an Indian, Mingo. And, you know, the Native American who used to cry when he saw the pollution and all the garbage, that also was not a Native American. So you had non-Native Americans taking Native American roles.
Jay Silver,
and they weren't too happy about
Tarno.
That. Yes.
He was an Indian.
He was.
Yeah.
And I believe, you can look this up, but Nokomis, or Nokoma, not Nokomis, that's the lake, Nokoma, who was the Native American, the Indian on Grizzly Adams.
Right.
I'd like to know whether he was or not.
Yeah.
Because those should go to those. So that's what they were doing on this day, 1973. Marlon Brando refusing the Oscar, and he sent Sasheen Littlefeather up to make the announcement. 1989 on this date, things started to go wrong for the all-time hits leader, Pete Rose, on this date. He would soon be banned from baseball, but he was still able to sell as much aftershave as he'd like.
A man wants to smell like a man.
There's something about Aqua Velva.
He wants to be cool and refreshed.
Boy, Pete Rose can really hit a note there.
He's a great singer.
Great hitter. But Not a great baseball...
They don't call him sweet music.
Not a great baseball diplomat, let's put it that.
No.
He bet on the game as a player and as a manager. He has admitted to that. Sports Illustrated, this was the date that they exposed Pete Rose's gambling activities. Mm-hmm. I can still remember that I was receiving Sports Illustrated at the time when people still got magazines. And there he was, kind of head down, sitting in the dugout. And it was a great picture for that.
Yes.
Of course, the investigation, then the banishment from baseball. A. Bartlett Giamatti was the baseball commissioner at the time. He's the one who had to go through that whole thing. And he actually died.
Shortly after, yeah.
1998, Food and Drug Administration approved Viagra. Viagra was approved on this date. Enough jokes have been made about that, so we're just going to pass on that. Everything's a cliche with that subject. 2002, let's go to the desk of Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show.
Another guy come over to me.
Really?
Knowing my age, he said to me, when are you going to retire? Waiting for me to retire is like... is like leaving the porch light on for Jimmy Hoffa.
It's Uncle Milty, everybody.
She don't know who the hell Jimmy Hoffa is, this woman.
You're never going to retire.
Look in the yellow pages under cement.
Yeah. Milton Berle died on this date. Mr. Television, Uncle Milty, lived to be 93. That was a 1988 appearance with him and Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. That was 2002. It was a sad day in Hollywood. Because on that very same day, we lost another star.
Grow up, Arthur. You would make a fine adult.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You haven't got 50 pairs of short pants hanging in your closet.
There he is, as Arthur. Yeah, Dudley Moore died on this date. He was only 66. Who could forget Arthur? He was in 10, but I tell you what, Arthur is just
Arthur
about
the
best.
One, yes.
2002. Also 2002 on this date, Lyle Lovett trampled by a bull while trying to help his uncle, who had just been thrown by the bull.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, they're doing some bull riding. Lovett's lower right leg was broken in several places. Despite all that, the bull said he was just trying to mess up his hair.
Right.
He didn't like Lyle Lovett's hair either. They said, what is that on your head, the bull said. But anyway, that was 2002. And 2006, at his trial in Alexandria, Virginia, September 11th conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui testified that he was to fly a fifth plane into the White House on September 11th, 2001, in a suicide mission along with shoe bomber Richard Reed. Moussaoui also admitted that he knew that two other aircraft were due to fly into the World Trade Center. He's the one that we caught here in Minnesota. He was in Eagan at the Northwest Airlines training facility,
school,
and he was learning how to fly, and then they got suspicious when he wasn't asking how to land.
Right.
And he actually spent some time in the Sherburne County Jail, I believe, is where they held him for a while. 2006 on this date is when that happened. Let's move on to birthdays now today. We've got a flashback birthday from the weekend.
He was born a pauper to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun.
First record I ever owned. That wasn't done by Disney. It was Elton John's Greatest Hits.
Sure.
This song was actually on Greatest Hits Volume 2. Even though it was old enough to be on Greatest Hits Volume 1.
Right.
Elton John was 70 on Saturday. Happy birthday, Elton John, as he sings Leave On. Michael York is 75. Do you remember him?
Michael York.
Basil Exposition from Austin Powers.
Oh, Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do?
Austin!
God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother. It's a man, baby.
It's a man, baby.
Michael York, Basil Exposition. He would give Austin Powers his orders. Michael York is 75.
Hilarious.
Very good, very good. Quentin Tarantino, to say that his movies are a bit odd, that would be an understatement.
And a bit bloody.
Yeah, a bit bloody. Kind of gory. Pulp Fiction, Django Unchained. That shootout scene in the house.
Oh my gosh.
Is as bloody and as graphic as any ever in the history of the cinema.
Yes.
Inglourious Bastards, The Hateful Eight, which I have on my DVR. I need to watch that. Bill.
That gets a little bloody, too.
Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, my gosh.
Quentin, and he appeared in some of his movies, too. Quentin Tarantino is 53 here today. Pauly Perret, she plays Abby on the TV show NCIS. She is 48 today. Mariah Carey, she's been around for a long time. I mean, she started, I think, 89, 90, somewhere in there.
She started. She was early 90s at least.
Started releasing music. Mariah Carey's the big 4'7 today. 4'7. She was all that and more.
She still is, or at least she thinks she is.
They talked a little. She does. Yeah, she's a diva,
she's
right?
Definitely
she's
a diva.
She gets the diva bell. That's the bell for all divas. But she's got that that octave range that
she's
very few
singers
have had. I mean, they compared her to... what's her name?
Phoebe.
Ripperton.
Minnie Ripperton.
Minnie Ripperton, yeah. Who did Lovin' You, just because of the octave and the notes that she could hit when she was singing. Mariah Carey, 47 today. Elizabeth Mitchell, she was on a couple of shows that I watched, that we watched, and were canceled. V and Revolution, both canceled. Mm. She was on Lost. She's been in the Santa Claus films. She is Elizabeth Mitchell. She is 47 today. We've got the guy who plays Castle, Rick Castle, one of your guys. You watch your show,
yeah,
don't
I watch
you?
Castle a lot.
Nathan Fillion.
Hey, I have those boxers. It's Thomas Nash. Very pricey British brand. Amazingly soft.
The silk.
Just saying, he's probably very comfortable when he was shot and killed.
46 today for Castle.
Yeah, he's good.
He is good. Happy birthday to him. You know who else is good? I know you like Fergie.
You know Fergie, Neil.
From the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
Then she went solo.
I didn't know she was with the Black Eyed Peas.
Now, this song, Glamorous, features one of your favorite rappers. You know who that is, Brittany?
Will.i.am?
No, it's Ludacris.
Oh, Ludacris.
Oh, sure.
That's one of Neil's favorite rappers.
Yes.
It would be Ludacris, ladies and gentlemen. Ludacris. And Fergie, she's getting up there. She's 42 today. Mm. Her real name, Stacey Ann Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Not the Fergie, Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York. She was
different.
Another Fergie. This is a different Fergie.
No relation.
Baseball player Buster Posey, pretty good catcher. Maybe the best in the league for the,
Giants?
SF Giants.
Yep.
Yes, Buster Posey.
Good player.
30 today. Happy birthday. On to you.
All right, gone but not forgotten. We got a few here. Rolls-Royce founder, Sir Frederick Henry, don't call me Hank, Royce. It's Royce, you get it there, right? 1863. Actress Gloria Swanson.
Wait a minute. I looked up a price.
What's
for a 2017 Rolls-Royce Phantom? A 2017 Rolls-Royce Phantom drophead coupe. Or as Paul Harvey used to say, coupe.
Coupe.
List price. $600,425.
Oh. That's like three of my houses.
That's pricey.
Oh my gosh.
That is a little bit for a vehicle. Not
what's
people
the down
not,
payment on that?
Yeah,
what's the monthly
not,
payment?
People not rushing out to get their Rolls Royce. You go out to buy a Rolls Royce, you don't care how much it is.
And I looked on Auto Trader. How many people buy their Rolls Royces on Auto Trader?
Car Soup.
Yeah, carsoup.com.
1863 for Henry Royce. Actress Gloria Swanson. Now, she was born on this day way back 1899. I remember in Airport 1975.
And Sunset Boulevard
she was in.
You see, this is my life. It always will be. There's nothing else. Just us. And the cameras. And those wonderful people out there in the dark. Mm. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
That's a pretty famous line right there.
It is.
We only bring out the best.
Yes.
Here on the Almanac.
On the Almanac. There it was.
She was Norma Desmond.
Yes,
in that movie Sunset Boulevard, and of course, then Carol Burnett would then kind of parody her later in her show. She would play Nora Desmond. her and Harvey Korman would have some good back and forth as Harvey Korman served as like her manager or something. It was good stuff.
Good TV. 1899 for Gloria Swanson. Richard Denning, another actor. He appeared in Mr. and Mrs. North, Black Beauty, you may remember, with Elizabeth Taylor, I believe.
Or how about this one?
Yeah. Let's go to this.
From the depths of the mighty Amazon comes a creature to astound and terrorize the world.
No.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. Shocking in the realism of the screen's first underwater three-dimension thrill.
Sounds
very
incredible,
scary.
But it appeared to be human.
It did. Oh, my. It was prehistoric. And
it walked
was
on two
scary.
Legs.
It walked on two legs.
And it had a fish head.
Oh, it could swim at the speed of sound. Oh, it was awful. It was scary, and it was the creature
it terrorized.
From the Black Lagoon.
It terrorized many people.
Another one of the movies that I would stay up and watch on Horror Incorporated on Channel 5.
Richard Denning, 1914, Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, Cyrus Vance. He was under the Carter regime. In the early 80s, 1917 for Cyrus Vance. Jazz singer, she was an Emmy Award-winning jazz singer, Sarah Vaughan.
Still not dancing.
You were tapping your foot, though.
I was moving my head back and forth to the beat of the music.
That's 1924, the very talented Sarah Vaughan. She won Emmy for the special Rhapsody and song, a tribute to George Gershwin, by the way. Actor David Janssen, if you remember before the movie with Harrison Ford, there was a TV show of The Fugitive in the mid-60s.
The Fugitive. QM production.
It was a QM production.
And that's William Conrad.
David
yeah,
Jackson
voice.
As Dr. Richard Kimball, an innocent victim of blind justice.
Yes.
Falsely convicted for the murder of his wife. Reprieved by fate when a train wreck freed him en route to the death house.
And then as soon as William Conrad was done voicing that open, he took 15 minutes to get out of his car to go run after a perp in Cannon.
In Cannon. That was pre-Jake and the Fat Man, yeah. That is David Janssen, who played Dr. Richard Kimball. He was always there was a mid-70s detective show that he starred in called Harry O. And I do remember him as the like the news reporter that was embedded with the Green Beret troop that John Wayne led in the Green Beret. You were talking about David Janssen. He died like when he was 48 of a heart attack. As a young man, David Janssen, though, born on this day, 1931. And one more, Maria Schneider. If you were familiar with Jane Eyre or Last Tango in Paris, opposite Marlon Brando, who was mentioned earlier, Maria Schneider was born on this day, 1952. She also died very young. I think that was cancer that took her, but she was born on this day, 1952.
Here's the Harry O theme for
you. Oh, nice.
Just a little, again, bonus. Mid-70s TV theme.
Yeah.
I seem to remember this open now.
Yeah.
It seems familiar to me. I would have been in kindergarten, but again, as you might guess, I watched a lot of TV even then.
Yeah. He was a police officer shot in the back, and during rehab, he couldn't go back as an officer, so he started a private...
That's what they
practice.
All do. That's what they do. It's what happens, and it just naturally becomes a TV show.
There it is.
It's only natural.
Thank you.
It's glamorous.
They're all glamorous. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brittany, any corrections, any falsehoods, anything?
Yeah, just a couple of things. So the cherry blossom thing is a big deal in Washington, D.C. It's the National Cherry Blossom Festival today, which is celebrating that gift of the Japanese cherry trees to Washington, D.C. The fact that they're cherry trees and that are cherry blossom trees and George Washington chopped down a cherry tree, I think that's just a coincidence.
Okay.
These were donated in 1912 from the mayor of Tokyo City to Washington, D.C. to enhance the growing friendship between the U.S. and Japan.
Nice.
And to celebrate our close relationship with them.
Well,
also,
those trees didn't work for 1941.
Yeah, no.
They forgot all about the cherry blossoms when they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, they weren't dropping cherry blossoms on Pearl Harbor.
No, they weren't.
Definitely not. Okay, and then lastly, the guy who played Nakoma on The Life and Times of Grizzly
yes.
Adams. His name is Don Shanks, and he is of Cherokee and Choctaw descent.
There you go. All right,
way to go. And also, a fun fact about him, he played Michael Myers in Halloween 5, too.
He did? Nakoma mm-hmm. did? I didn't know that. All right, we'll chalk that up as, once again, another tidbit, another nugget learned on the Almanac.
Gotta love
it. It's amazing what we do. And the Almanac brought to you today by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale, and they're supposed to bring it to us every day.
Right.
We just haven't mentioned it every day.
Yeah, we try
we
our
strive
best.
To. We
yeah.
strive. And we got it in today, so mark it down. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale, proud sponsors of the Almanac here on Bob FM. This is Reba now.